This is the Sakar Merli of the 31st of December 2025. Essence. Sweet children, Madaban is the home of the Father, the holiest of the holy. You mustn't bring anyone impure here. Question. What are the signs of those whose intellects have firm faith in this godly mission? Answer. 1. They are very patient when dealing with praise and defamation. 2. They never get angry. 3. They do not look at anyone with body-conscious vision. 4. They see others as souls and speak to others while considering themselves to be souls. 5. While living together, husband and wife remain like lotus flowers. 6. They never have any type of desire. Song. Why would the moths not burn? That is, sacrifice themselves. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father is explaining to you spiritual children. That is, God is teaching you spiritual students. The students who study in those schools are not called spiritual students. They belong to the vicious community. Previously, you too were devilish. That is, you belong to Ravan's community. You are now making effort to conquer Ravan, the five vices, in order to go to the kingdom of Rama. You have to explain to those who don't have this knowledge that they are in the kingdom of Ravan. They don't understand this. When you tell your friends and relatives, etc., that you are studying with the Unlimited Father, it doesn't mean that they have that faith. They won't have that faith no matter how much you say that the Father or even God speaks. New ones are not allowed to come here. No one can come here without having a letter or asking permission. However, in some cases they do come. That too is breaking the law. You have to write everyone's news, together with their names, etc., and ask permission to send that one. Then Baba would reply, "You may send him." If that person is a student in the devilish impure world, the Father would explain that those studies are taught by vicious, impure ones, whereas this study is taught by God. Through those studies, you only receive a status worth a few pennies. Although someone may pass a very important exam, for how long would he be able to earn an income? Destruction is just ahead. Natural calamities will also come. You understand this. Make those who don't understand sit outside in the visiting room and explain to them. This is a godly study. Here, only those whose intellects have faith will be victorious. That is, they will rule the world. Those who belong to Ravan's community do not know this. Great caution is required for this. No one is allowed to come here without permission. This is not a tourist place. In a short while, the laws will become very strict because this is the holiest of holy places. Shiv Baba is also called Indra. This is the court of Indra. People wear a ring of 9 jewels. There is an emerald, panna, in it, as well as a topaz, manek. All of these names are also given to angels. You souls are angels who fly. This is your description. However, those people do not understand anything about these matters. The rings that they wear also have certain other jewels among them. Some cost 1,000 rupees, whereas others cost 10 to 20 rupees. You children are also number-wise. Some study and become masters. Others study and become maids or servants. A kingdom is being established. Therefore, the Father sits here and teaches you. He is also called Indra, the god of rain. This is the rain of knowledge. No one but the Father can give you knowledge. This is your aim and objective. If you had the faith that God is teaching this study, you would never leave it. The arrow will never strike those who have stone intellects. They come and then, while moving along, they fall. The 5 vices have been your enemies for 1/2 cycle. They take you into body consciousness and slap you. You then become those who are amazed by this knowledge, who listen to this knowledge, who speak about it, and then run away. Maya is very powerful. She knocks you down with just one slap. You may think that you will never fall, but nevertheless Maya slaps you. Both men and women here remain pure. No one but God can make them this. This is the godly mission. The Father is also called the boatman, and you are the boats. The boatman comes to take everyone's boat across. It is said that the boat of truth will rock, but it will not sink. There are so many sects and cults. It is as though there is a battle going on between knowledge and devotion. Sometimes devotion is victorious, but there will ultimately be victory for knowledge. Look how great the warriors on the path of devotion are. There are also great warriors on the path of knowledge who have been named Arjuna, Bhima, etc. They have sat and written all of those stories. That praise belongs to you. You are now performing your parts of heroes and heroines. It is at this time that the war takes place. Among you too, there are many who don't understand these aspects at all. The arrow will only strike those who are very good. Those who are third class will not be able to sit here. Day by day, the laws will become stricter. It is unlawful for those who have stone intellects and are unable to understand anything to come and sit here. This hall is the holiest of holy places. The Pope is said to be holy. This Father is the holiest of the holy. The Father says, I have to benefit everyone. Everything is going to be destroyed. Not everyone is able to understand these things. Although they may listen to it, it goes in one ear and out the other. They neither imbibe anything themselves, nor inspire others to do so. There are many such deaf and dumb people. The Father says, hear no evil, see no evil. they have portrayed this with a picture of monkeys. However, this refers to human beings. At this time, human beings are worse than monkeys. There is a story about Narad. He was told, "Look at your own face and check that you don't have the five vices in you." Just as you have visions, so they too have visions of Hanuman. The father says, "This happens every cycle. None of these things will exist in the Golden Age. This old world will finish." Those whose intellects have very firm faith will understand that they ruled that kingdom in the previous cycle too. The father says, "Children, now imbibe divine virtues. Do not do anything unlawful. Have patience in response to praise and defamation. Let there not be any anger. You are such elevated students. God the Father is teaching you. He is teaching you directly. Nevertheless, so many children forget this because he is in an ordinary body." The Father says, "You won't be able to be uplifted so much by looking at the bodily being. Look at the soul. The soul resides in the center of the forehead. The soul listens to this and nods in agreement. Always talk to souls. You souls are sitting on the thrones of your bodies. You were Tamopratan and now have to become Satopratan. When you consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father, the consciousness of your bodies will be broken. There has been body consciousness for half a cycle. At this time, all are body conscious." The Father says, "Now become soul conscious. It is souls who imbibe everything. It is souls who eat and drink. The Father is called Abhokta, the one beyond the effect of experiencing anything. He is the incorporeal. It is bodily beings who do everything. He doesn't eat or drink anything. He is Abhokta." Those people then copy this. They cheat human beings so much. You all have this knowledge in your intellects. Those who understood this in the previous cycle will understand it now. The Father says, "I come and teach you every cycle and observe everything as the detached observer. You will study everything that you studied previously, number-wise, according to the efforts you make. It does take time. They say the Iron Age still has 40,000 years left. This means that they are in extreme darkness. It is called the darkness of ignorance. There is the difference of day and night between the path of devotion and the path of knowledge. This too is a matter that has to be understood. You children have to remain immersed in great happiness. You have everything. You don't have any desires. You know that all of your desires are being fulfilled exactly as they were in the previous cycle. And this is why you remain completely satisfied. Those who have none of this knowledge won't be satisfied. It is said there is no nourishment like happiness. You receive a kingdom for birth after birth. Those who are to become maids and servants will not have as much happiness. You have to become totally brave warriors. Maya should not be able to shake you. The father says, you have to remain very cautious about your eyes. Let there not be any criminal vision. Sometimes they make mischief when they see a woman. Oh, you are brothers and sisters, Kumars and Kumaris, and so why do your physical organs make mischief? Maya finishes off big millionaires and billionaires. Maya completely kills even the poor. Then they say, Baba, I got hit. Oh, you were defeated even after 10 years. Now you will fall into the extreme depths of hell. You can understand what their stage is like inside. Some do very good service. Kumaris even shot the arrows at Bhishma Pitame, etc. These things are mentioned in the Gita a little. There are the versions of God. If God Krishna spoke the Gita, why does it say, very few know me as I am and what I am? You can't imagine what they would do if Sri Krishna were here. Sri Krishna exists in that body in the Golden Age. They don't know that I enter the body of the last birth of Sri Krishna. Everyone would instantly come running in front of Sri Krishna. When the Pope comes, such a huge crowd gathers in front of him. People don't understand that at this time everyone is impure and tamopratam. They say, O purifier, come. However, they don't consider themselves to be impure. The father explains to you children so well. Baba's intellect goes to the special children at all the centres. When many, especially loved children, come here, I look at them here. Otherwise, I have to think of them outside. I perform the dance of knowledge in front of them. When the majority is of knowledgeable souls, there is great pleasure. There are many assaults on the daughters. They have to tolerate so much every cycle. By coming into this knowledge, they even stop doing devotion. If they have a temple in their home, both husband and wife perform devotion. But the wife then becomes interested in knowledge and stops performing devotion. There is so much upheaval. She won't indulge in vice and will also stop studying the scriptures, and so there is fighting. There are many obstacles in this. They won't prevent you from going to other spiritual gatherings. Here it is a matter of purity. When men are unable to stay at home, they go away into the forests. Where would women go? They believe that women are the gateway to hell. The father says, they are the gateway to heaven. You daughters are establishing heaven. Previously you were the gateway to hell. Now heaven is being established. The Golden Age is the gateway to heaven, and the Iron Age is the gateway to hell. This is something to be understood. You children also understand this number-wise, according to your efforts. Although you remain pure, you imbibe knowledge, number-wise. You have come away from there and are now sitting here. However, it is explained to you that you now have to live in your households with your families. They have so much difficulty. Those who live here have no difficulty at all. Therefore, the father explains, live at home with your families and remain as pure as a lotus. This is a matter of just one final birth. While living at home with your families, consider yourselves to be souls. It is souls who listen to this and souls who have to become this. It is souls who have been wearing different dresses every birth. We souls now have to return home. We have to have yoga with the Father. This is the main thing. The Father says, I am talking to souls. Each soul resides in the center of the forehead and listens through these organs. When a soul is not in his body, the body becomes a corpse. The Father comes and gives such wonderful knowledge. No one except the Supreme Soul can explain these things. Sannyasis, etc., do not look at souls. They consider each soul to be the Supreme Soul. Then they say that the soul is immune to the effect of action, and they therefore go to the Ganges to wash their bodies. They don't understand that it is the soul who becomes impure, that it is the soul that does everything. The Father continues to explain to you, don't think, I am so and so, I am such and such. No, all are souls. There must be no discrimination of caste. Consider yourselves to be souls. The government doesn't believe in any religion. All of those religions are of bodies, but the Father of all souls is just the one. You have to look at souls. The original religion of all souls is peace. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. Listen to all the useless things you hear with one ear and then let them out of the other ear. Hear no evil, see no evil. Imbibe the teachings that the Father gives you. 2. Never have any limited desires. Be very cautious about your eyes. Let there be no criminal vision. Do not let any of your physical organs make mischief. Stay full of happiness. Blessing. May you be a constantly fearless conqueror of Maya by observing the games of Maya as a detached observer. From time to time, the stage of you children progresses. Similarly, let there now be not any attack of Maya. Let Maya come to salute you, not attack you. Even if Maya does come, observe her as though in a game. Experience her as though you are watching a limited game as a detached observer. No matter how fearsome the form of Maya is, if you see her as a toy in a game, you will have great pleasure. You won't then be afraid of her. The children who constantly observe the games of Maya as detached observers and players remain constantly fearless and thereby become the conquerors of Maya. Slogan: become such an ocean of love that anger cannot come close to you. Aviat signal: now have the deep concern to become complete and karmatit. To be karmatit means not to be attached to your actions, not to be subservient to your actions. Be liberated and make your physical organs perform actions. There is the praise of being someone who is free from doing anything while doing everything. Being karmatit while being in a relationship or connection. Do you have such a stage? Let there not be any attachment, and do not do any service out of attachment, but just do it as an instrument. By doing this, you will easily become karmatit. Om Shanti.